Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, turn the shit off, because this show is not for you. It is time for Balloona Radio! What's going on, everybody? How's it going? I hope you're all doing good. I hope that two-hour podcast the last time held you over for a little bit. God damn it. I know, right? It's like, how dare me? I want more fucking listeners and shit like that. Meanwhile, I don't even put out new episodes. What's wrong with you, fucking Mr. Malonox? I don't know, man. I'm a half a fucking stupid moron, as you know. So, ooh, what's going on over here? Wow, they dug up the whole street. They're looking for a water main, aren't you? It's always flooded over here. Waste of water. So, what's going on, everybody? I hope you like the new intro. I'm working on something. I really wanted to have, like, a new intro for the new year with, like, music and all sorts of good shit, sound effects. But, you know how I do. I don't got time for this shit. Actually, I had something working on it, and I didn't like how it came out. So, I got to find someone else to work on it. You know what? It's like, there are people out there that are like, oh, you know, whatever you want, you know, I create things, and this is how much it costs, whatever you want. So you tell someone what they want, and then they give you something totally different. Oh, I felt this was much better. I was like, oh, I know you're creative, you're musically inclined and everything, but that's not what I asked for, fucko. Nah. Nah. And since it was a friend, I still paid for the fucking time. Oh, fucking friend. If he was a real friend, he'd be like, nah, it's fine. It's not like he did anything. It's not like he took off of work or anything like that, you know, instead of jerking off or watching, you know, whatever dumb TV shit he's watching. Oh, he had to do a little something creative. Fucking jackasses. Let's take this hit. So how's everyone doing? You know, it looks like America's still going. So it looks like it's the same old shit. Nothing changed, right? Okay, great. I'm not paying attention, obviously. I did see one thing going around. It's like, oh, wear two masks. Wear three masks. It's more efficient. It's like, wait a minute. You're allowing people to go out there with a motherfucking plastic face shield that doesn't cover anything, but you want people to wear two and three masks? I mean, you people are fucking stupid. If you're listening, I'm telling you, it's like they're fucking clowning you, man. The government is definitely clowning us. 100 million percent. Like, 100 million percent. Oh, my ball just went flying! Fuck! All right. Damn, I just turned and my bow went flying. Where the fuck was it that I went flying? Oh, no. Oh, no. No, we got to pull over. That's it. It's an emergency, people. Put on the hazards. We have an emergency. I can't get high while I fucking drive and podcast. Oh, my gosh. How dare I? All right, let me pull over real quick because this is important. I got to go to work, people. And I need to fucking get me a little high. Oh, is that a big piece of bud? What's better than friggin' going to the other side of your car and finding a giant fucking marijuana bud? How the fuck did you escape? This fucking bud was trying to escape my grinder. That was a big fucking bud, too. That's not good, man, just laying in my car. I have my kid in here sometimes. That's not good. I don't like that. I don't like that one bit. All right, I had to pause real quick. Now I hope I put the friggin' mic on right. Jeez, last episode, my voice was all over the place, but I don't like putting my mic on the way it's supposed to be because it ruins my hair. I don't like that, man. My hair needs to look nice. I'm too vain for that shit. I'm too vain for that shit, people. I hope this is better. Oh, probably is worse. Fine, I'll do the right thing. Hold on. All right, that's probably a lot better. That's probably a lot better, right? Okay, let's just run with it. I don't care how my hair looks. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck all the people. Fuck all the ladies I'm not picking up anyway. You know, it's like, why do I fucking care? I'm not picking no ladies up. No one's interested in Mr. Balloonauts over here. And I care about my hair. Fuck out of here, stupid. All right, good. I'm glad I talked to you guys about it. And I can stop being so vain. Let's take this hit.
Ooh, I feel like triggering some people. You all know I don't really watch television, right? I enjoy good movies. I enjoy, you know, decent shows. If there's good shows, you know, I won't watch it, like, week by week, but, you know, I'll put on a show, a season over a week or a month's period of time and just, you know, watch it. Yeah, I enjoy good writing and shit, but I don't really, like, get up on TV and shit like that, right? Unless it's sports. And I don't know if you've been paying attention, but did you see who's going to the Super Bowl again? The GOAT, Tom Brady. He is just the fucking best. If there's someone out there that wants to argue about the best quarterback of all time to ever play the NFL, and they say Tom Brady is not the top, that fucking person is a liar. That fucking person's crazy. That fucking person is not to be trusted. They're just not to be trusted because they're fucking lying to you. They're lying to you. Tom Brady, again, going to another Super Bowl. Do you understand? This might only happen one other time in sports history where someone... No. This is, well... Yeah. How about you learn how to talk, stupid? I gotta give friggin'... You know, those Celtics of the 60s, fucking lots of props. Of course you have to. But now we're talking modern age during free agency where this is not supposed to happen. You know, Tom Brady's been in the league for 21 years and now has gone to 10 Super Bowls.
I'm breaking this just in. Tom Brady won his 7th Super Bowl. That's right. 7 Super Bowl wins. Insanity. I mean, this is crazy.
Do you understand how impossible that is mathematically and statistically? That's supposed to be impossible. Tom Brady's my age. I'm out of breath getting off the couch after a long day of fucking work. You know what I mean? And yet, Tom Brady's out there fucking breaking Tampa Bay Buccaneers single season touchdown records, playoff wins, playoff touchdown records in 1 year. And he's going to another Super Bowl. Are you fucking kidding me? How great is this man? Oh my gosh, man. I can't believe it. Tom Brady really is just the best. I can't take it. And, you know, I'm not sad about it that he left the Patriots. You know, because, you know, he just wanted to show that he's the greatest. You know, actually, you know what it is? It's fucking cold in New England. You get hit in the fucking cold. You can't fucking take it too many times. No, he wanted to go hang out in fucking Tampa Bay, Florida and shit. You know, his wife has had enough. His wife fucking is so hot and she's always got to wear all that clothes. No, she wants to wear fucking bikinis all the time. She wants to show off that fucking hot fucking body, which I'm all for. I am all for it. I knew exactly why he was like, yeah, we got to go. We got to go. Hells yeah. I had a wife like that. I want her in a fucking bikini all the time. Eating that ass all the time. So no, I'm not like a Tom Brady Brady hater because he left the Patriots. I'm a Patriot fan. Don't get me wrong. If he goes up against the Patriots, you know, I want Tom Brady to throw like 3 touchdowns, but I want the Patriots to win by 1 point. You know, a win's a win. So, but, you know, Tom Brady brought me so much joy as a sports fan over the last 20 years. Do you know he went to the AFC Championship game 15 times in those 21 years? Like, do you understand the impossibility of that? You don't. You don't. Only smart people that understand, like, numbers and fucking are good at math understands this. Only fucking people that are honest with sports and just being honest about it and be like, you can hate someone and be like, yeah, but he's fucking great. He's the best ever. You know, I hate it when, listen, I'm a Celtic fan. I hate the fucking Lakers. I hate the fucking Lakers. Kobe Bryant is one of the best fucking players of all fucking time. I'll argue he's the best. I'll put him up with fucking MJ and fucking LeBron. You know, I think Kobe was fucking amazing. I think Kobe, it's rough. You know, like I saw MJ do things like that was amazing. But Kobe did things that was equally amazing. I don't know if there was a more pure winner than Jordan, just because he was ruthless, but he also came from that time. He came from a whole different time, you know. One of my favorite players of all time is Shaquille O'Neal. I love Shaq. Shaq fucking attack. Oh, my God. When he was a Laker, oh, that fucking hurt. But I still rooted for the man. I hated the fucking Lakers. I fucking hate them. The pretenders. Oh, we're going to count 3 championships from when we were the Minnesota Lakers, and it wasn't even the NBA. Fuck you, Lakers. Fucking pretenders. We're in fucking Hollywood. Let's just pretend we're the best. Fuck you. But fucking, when Shaq went there, I was like, oh, this hurts. But I watched a lot of the games because I love Shaq. And then watching Kobe do what he did, you know, I watched a lot of Kobe during those days. And I was like, wow, this fucking kid is great. And he is. He was. You know, God bless, you know. Rest in peace, fucking Kobe. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend, oh, he fucking sucks. Oh, he fucking sucks. Nah, I can't do that. I can't do it. I have to appreciate. You know, I appreciate good fucking play. I do. Oh, excuse me. Oh, God. It's like, I appreciate it. Bleah! Coronavirus all over my fucking mic. Let's take a hit. I swear the weed mitigates coronavirus. Every time I hear someone cough or sneeze, that's when I yell. Like, you know, I try to throw my voice. So you don't know where it's coming from, you know? It's like, achoo, or cough, cough. I go, coronavirus. And people just start looking around. This fucking asshole at work. Can I tell you about an asshole at work? And it's not me. Can you believe I'm not the fucking asshole? Now, mind you, everyone loves me at work because give me a few minutes. We're sitting around. Everyone will be laughing. Everyone will be laughing. I will be making fun of somebody. Somebody's fucking laughing, okay? Now, this fucking little douchebag... He's kind-hearted. This is why it's rough for me to, like, I don't want to, like, totally badmouth him, but he's a fucking pain in the fucking balls. You know, he's one of those guys that just does this. He'll say, like, the most idiotic things. He'll say things that you shouldn't say in a corporate setting. He just says it. And then everything, if you start a story with him or you tell him about something, it always ends up about him building his own house. And what he's doing to his house now. It always ends up, no matter what, you could be talking about anything. Anything. And it'll end up about his house. You know, oh, you're Italian Portuguese, right? Yeah, it's good food, right? Yeah. Great food, you know. I was talking about, you know, how I do the meatballs and this and that. And then by the end of this conversation, I wanted to leave because now it's about the same 10 stories. Yeah, well, you know, I bought... It's just like when I bought, this is what doesn't make sense. I'm talking about fucking meatballs. And it ends up being, oh, this is just like when I bought the cottage, you know, and then as I got older, we added to it. And, you know, and I built it all from scratch, from hand. I did it all myself. And he just keeps going and going. Oh, I can't fucking take it. He's just one of those fucking guys. Why did I even bring him up? I don't even know why I brought him up. I think it's because I'm going to work and I don't want to see him. Right now, his desk is next to mine. And I'm trying to get, like, there's an open corner in, like, the facility. Because he's, like, a facilities, but, like, electrician, plumber. You know, he does all that shit. Why is he sitting next to me? I don't know. You know, it's like, I'm trying to get, like, a little corner office made for him in the garage area. Like, I'm trying to push for this. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know why I brought him up. I'm sorry. I smoked. I'm so- Oh, coronavirus. That's why. That's right. See, I can't even talk. Damn. That's white. No, right. Right is white. White is right. Oh, that's so racist. You can't say any of that shit no more. Joking. This fucking guy. He sneezes. Achoo! Achoo doesn't even cover his mouth. He's fucking older than me. And I go, coronavirus, and I start getting up to leave. He's like, oh, knock it off. And then the other guy, who's a total germaphobe that I work with, and he's kind of like my neighbor, which is weird. He lives like 3 blocks away from me. And we live pretty far from work, you know. It's like a good half-hour drive to work. He lives right next to me. So, and he's a pretty cool dude. You know, I thought he was really pretentious or like a really, like, I don't know. kind of like a fake. But then again, South American people, you know, they have their guard up always in the beginning, you know, until they, you know, until you... Me, I get through everyone's guard because I'm just lovable. I just want to be lovable. I want to be nice. That's what you got to be with people. I found it is the best way to live fucking life. Even though I am a grumpy old man, I'm like Hollywood. I'm a faker. I'm a pretender. I'm like the fucking clown and shit, but it's better off being that way. This fucking guy sneezes. He's like, oh, cut it out. And this other guy, Dave, that I work with, he gets up. He's like, I know, right? At least cover your mouth. You're a grown man. I'm like, yeah, don't you have kids? Do you not teach your kids to cover your cover their mouth? And for the first time, I saw this guy get really uncomfortable. And it's like, you know, dude, man, like, he hasn't even been there a year. He's been there, let's say, a year. And he's been written up, like, four times already and shit like that. Like, I thought it was three strikes, you're out and shit. But, I mean, I don't know, man. He's just, like, the worst. And he's not even a bad guy. I could sit there and BS with him for, like, 5-10 minutes before it starts turning on to, you know, him building his house and the same 10 stories and fucking Jersey Mike's. Yo, Jersey Mike's. And then because of fucking the old Bobo shit with the big fucking kahuna, I was like, oh, have you ever tried the big kahuna? And, like, three other people laugh in the fucking office. They were all there during the big kahuna times, so they know, like, how this all came about. You know, it's like one of those office inside stories, you know? So I go, have you ever tried the big kahuna? You know? And, like I've said before, that can go either way. It's either you're going to go to friggin' HR. If I'm asking a lady if she ever tried the big kahuna, I'm probably going to go to HR. Or you know, I'm going to get that puzzled look like, what the fuck are you talking about? So he looks at me. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, wait. This guy was talking about going to Jersey fucking Mike's like three times a week over the last 2 weeks because he bothered the manager to give him a buy one, get one free fucking sub and shit. And he's trying to trade, like, you know, barter work for fucking subs. Like, oh, I'll fix your fucking camera systems and shit. Just give me a free sub. This guy makes good fucking money too, but he's just one of those weirdos. Whatever. I'm not hating on it. It's just he's a weirdo. So he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you go to fucking Jersey Mike's, you know what the fucking big kahuna is? It's like their signature fucking sandwich, man. Like, you know, I'm trying to do what, like, Baba was saying, you know, trying to get everyone to laugh, you know? So he comes the next day, the very next day. He's like, do you know the big kahuna comes in both steak and chicken? I got one of each, and I split them both with my wife. I'm just like, oh, my gosh, you know? So then he goes to the boss. He goes to the boss, and the boss knows all about this. When Babo got fucking fired, it was all, like, big kahuna and all that shit. So he goes to the boss, and he goes, hey, have you ever tried the big kahuna? And my boss started dying of laughter. He started dying of laughter. And the guy doesn't get it. This fucking moron doesn't get it. He's like, well, what are you laughing for? He's like, if you don't know, then you just don't know. You know, and he starts, like, tearing up. So when I come to work, he's like, you're an asshole. I'm like, why? I was like, you know, him being a boss, you know, calling me an asshole, I thought I did something bad. I'm like, why? What'd I do wrong? And he goes, no. He's like, Paul came in here and asked me if I ever tried the big kahuna before. And I couldn't stop laughing for, like, 5 minutes. And I had to, like, walk out of the office and compose myself. He's like, how dare you do that to me? I was like, I didn't send him. I just meant, you know, he mentioned that he was going to Jersey Mike's a lot, and I asked him, well, have you ever tried the big kahuna before? And he said no. You know, and so I was like, and then he just told me that, did you know that the big kahuna comes in steak and chicken? And then my fucking boss out of line crying some more of laughter. He's like, he told me the same thing. So now that's the new thing around the office. I'll leave, like, little notes. You know how much of an asshole I am? So I'll do, like, a cartoon stick figure of Babo. And Babo was not a flattering person. So, you know, like, I made a whole fucking cartoon character. And, you know, like, I want to submit this to fucking Jersey Mike's. Like, I got their mascot and, you know, and their advertisement. Excuse me. I have it for them. So I would leave, I leave, like, little notes, little pieces of paper of fucking Babo asking, have you ever tried the big kahuna? But now I did a mishmash between Babo and this guy Paul. Oh, it's fucking great. And the worst, right?
I did a whole like big page thing, and I left it on a guy that he worked with us, but he went on into the engineering department because that was the deal. When I got hired, like he was hired to be an engineer, but there was no engineer positions open, so they made him be a mechanic and do all like maintenance mechanic to learn all of all the equipment and everything, right? So, and he's the one that trained me, and we get along very good. He's younger, but you know, he's a sweetheart. You know, he's one of those guys like me and my coworker will be talking about like dumb things we did as a kid, and it's like, oh yeah, you know, throwing eggs on Halloween, like you don't see that no more. And then I was like, he's like, do you think Joseph ever did that? I was like, if Joseph ever threw an egg at someone, I'd have no faith in humanity. So, you know, we would ask Joseph, you never egged someone. He's like, no. I was like, oof, humanity and faith in humanity restored. I can't talk. I'm sorry. I'm so fucking high. That's my first hits of the day. So I love this kid, right? And his office is right next to mine. And I'm there later, so I'll leave notes like, you know, under his mouse. His mouse doesn't work, and he picks it up, and it's like, you know, Bobo, have you ever tried the Big Kahuna? Like dumb shit like that. So I left under like this was a big deal because we're doing new legitimate like QC, QA, friggin' all sorts of paperwork that gets submitted also to the FDA to get like approval for these new machines that's going to run our product. You know, it's like, you know, we need approval that it can be done at the efficiency that we're doing it, the way we're doing it, and it's not ruining the product because it's medical, you know. Again, we're fucking, you know, we make fucking coronavirus fucking tests. So I left a piece of paper underneath one of the folders, and he had this big meeting with the CEO, I mean, with like some board of directors. It was crazy, right? And he needed a scrap paper, and he was just going to add it to the official notes, and it was going to be part of the official document, and it was like a plain paper. It's like, oh, great. So he starts writing on it, and then as he was going to put it in the folder, like after he got done with the meeting and everything, or it was during it, I'm sorry, he didn't complete everything on there. He was putting it into the folder, and he saw some shit on the back, and there was Bobo, and it was like, have you ever tried the Big Kahuna? Did you know that it comes in both steak and chicken? So it would have been, how great. I started laughing because he started laughing in the middle of a big serious meeting. He starts laughing, and then he's trying to compose him. He's like, you're a dick, you're an asshole, how dare you do that? He's like, I was like, what did I do? He's like, you put that shit with the folder. I'm like, no, it wasn't in any official folders, it was underneath. I just wanted to make sure that only you would see it. It's for your eyes only. He's like, that almost went into an official document. And I'm laughing. I was like, I'm crying. I'm like, oh shit, a Jersey Mike's friggin' advertisement was gonna make it into a document and shit. Oh, Jersey Mike's doesn't even know I got fucking advertisement for them. Look, they're getting free advertisement now. I never even fucking went into a Jersey Mike's ever in my life. Never stepped into one. But man, it's brought me so much fucking joy. This fucking guy, Paul, too. Now that's the thing. Have you ever tried a Big Kahuna? You know it comes with both steak and chicken. It's the worst. I know this is not funny to you guys, but you don't understand. It is fucking high time hilarity for me all fucking day. All right, let me go grab this a cafe. Oh, you know what sucks? Is school's in session. So there's not nice, young, perky ass and tits over here at my fucking Dunkin' Donuts. And the cute one is no longer here. So it's a little bit... It's like, all right, at least they have the best coffee. I mean, the original reason why I come here in the first place was because they had great coffee. But then, like, the St. Joseph's friggin' college right next door makes it a great friggin' bonus. You know, it's like a pick-me-up. You know, I'm not trying to be a creep or anything like that, you know. But it's just a pick-me-up, you know, like... I hang out over here a little bit, you know, because I get early to work, you know. So, and I leave the house a little bit extra early just because what am I going to do home, you know? Listen to my wife fucking hate me? No. Let me go. I'll spend like 20 minutes in the parking lot over here going over my business and my bullshit, right?
you know, my me time. And a lot of times also, there's some nice ass walking around, but not today. This lady was trying. This lady was trying. She was giving the old try for Mr. Balloon Knots. She has the friggin', you know, the dress and the friggin', you know, but it's everything. She's just too pasty white, and it just doesn't go. Like, she's trying to be all colorful, but it's, like, gloomy out. It don't work. It don't work. It's like snowing outside and shit, you know? It's like snowing outside. And then you fucking, you know, oh, but then you have that right there. All right. I mean, I appreciate it, but it's fucking snowing outside. You know, ladies, you don't have to be sexy 24/7. I appreciate it. I like the belly shirt. I enjoy the leggings and that. Look at that ass. I enjoy it. Yes, I appreciate it. But it's fucking snowing outside. Put a fucking coat on. You're going to get sick. God damn it. I mean, ladies, you don't have to be sexy 24/7. I appreciate it. And just because I say I prefer it doesn't mean that, you know, you have to fucking do it. It's fucking cold outside, you know? Like, I'm, you know, Mr. Meaty, he's nowhere to be seen, you know? I ain't, no. I got friggin' nice friggin' warm pants. I got a heavy shirt on, a fucking coat. I got everything. No, nothing to see here. It's fucking cold out. Look, but oh, now I have to wait. Now I have to wait for her to leave just so I could be more angry at her. It's fucking snowing. She got a belly shirt on and fucking barely any fucking clothes on. I know. What the fuck? What am I, a fag? I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I'm concerned. It's fucking cold outside. You might get sick, lady. You know, and then you're going to cough and sneeze, and people are going to be like, oh, no, it's the coronavirus. And it's like, no, no, I'm just sexy. It's okay. I had to go outside and, you know, show off my ass, stomach, and fucking perky titties. Listen, I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it, but, you know, I'm just concerned. And I think she should put a fucking coat on. I can't believe I'm saying this. Ugh. Ugh. All right. I don't want this moose to fucking see me smoke. Hold on. I'm sorry. She's a big one. All right. I thought a horse was walking by and it was her. I'm sorry. Don't be mad. I call it as I see it. All right. All right. The elephant has left. Let's go. Oh, there she goes. It's cold outside. Put a coat on. She looked. Oh, yeah. I just want to see the belly. It's nice. It's nice. Oh, look at that ass. Mm. Oh, I love when they shake that way. It's like ba-da-boom, ba-da-boom, ba-da-boom. It's like a rhythm. It's like a rhythm. And those leggings, please be the pants forever. Like the pants of the future, the pants of the present. It should have been the pants of the past. Those things are amazing. Mm. All right. I got my creep in. I got my coffee going. I got my weeds going. Oh, what's better than this? Let's go to work. Let's go see. Have you ever tried the big fucking kahuna? Fucking asshole. Cover your fucking mouth, dickwad. That's all I want him to do is cover his fucking mouth now. You know? It's like, I don't even want to work because, like, my computer's right next to yours. You're going to be fucking sneezing. Oh, cut it out. We work with fucking COVID shithead, and I know he don't be washing his hands. I wash my hands all the fucking time. I know he ain't washing his fucking hands, this fucking monster. Ugh. Little Irish fucking monster. Ugh. I don't even want to hate him. But, you know, you can't. Sometimes you just can't deal with people like that. You know what I mean? So now I just run away. I don't stay in the office. But let's go. Let's take another hit. Here comes my favorite spot. Yo, there's cars at the St. fucking Joseph's College over here. Joseph. Yeah, there's cars here. So where's all the fucking ass? I guess that was it. The one that just walked in. Because, I mean, she looked like she was college gal and shit. Of age, you know? I wouldn't be looking if it was not. So, oh, what a nice scenery. Yeah, I gotta take a picture and post it. It's just a nice scenic spot. I have to fucking either take a hit or a drink of coffee. It's just one of the things I've been doing for like 17 fucking years now. 7 years going this way? Between two jobs? It's nice. I can't wait till it's got to be like another month when it starts warming up, and then you have all the running team running around. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's so much fun to watch, too. What a creep. All right. I got to stop being a creep. All right. Well, I went to the store the other day with my kid, right? Just trying to get out of the house. And that's what sucks. It's like, you know, it's like I can't go to fucking Chuck E. Cheese or fucking Dave and Buster's, you know? So I got to go to a fucking supermarket and fucking Costco and shit and Target with my kid just to get him out of the house. It's cold out when I, you know. If it's nice, you know, we're playing football, we're doing some shit. But it's cold. Let's get out of the fucking house. This kid just wants to sit home and be on the iPad and on the Nintendo Switch all fucking day long. Oh, my God. So there's this coconut water that I like. It's called, like, Chaco. Like, I don't know. Like, if I say it, it just, I know it sounds racist, whatever. So I try not to, I say, hey, coconut water. But it's got, like, monkeys and shit on it. So, you know how the outrage friggin' media and people just outrage, whether it's true or false. And that's what bothers me. It's like, even if it's false, and it's like, this is not true. Ah, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Just because now people think it, let's cancel it. So it's like Target. Yeah, it was a Target. They discontinued, or no, they stopped carrying my Chacao friggin' coconut water. And I was upset. I was like, because they've had it for a while, and it's the only one I really like, because coconut water kind of sucks. Like, in general, it fucking sucks. But this one I liked. I don't know. Maybe, I guess they were adding sugar. Most likely, right? It was supposedly coming from Thailand, so I don't think, you know, they even know what sugar is over there. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. So, I'm like, you know, how come? You know, I asked, because I'm that type of person. I see a friggin' Target person there stocking shelves and shit. I'm like, what happened to the coconut water? Do you have any? Oh, no, we stopped carrying it. You know, just some mumbo jumbo about ethics. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I don't know, some bullshit. He goes to me, it's like, I think they were forcing monkeys to harvest coconuts. And I'm just looking at him like, what the fuck did you just tell me? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, he's like, yeah, yeah. He's like, I don't even think it's real, but I think, like, that's why. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, oh, my God. PETA, what did you do? You got rid of my awesome coconut water. Oh, my God. Fucking PETA. So, yeah, I looked it up, and, yeah. So, apparently, it's not true. Like, apparently, like, as a gimmick, they showed a monkey climbing a friggin' coconut tree and throwing the coconuts down in exchange for, like, you know, a Twinkie or some shit, probably like an Oreo cookie and shit, you know, some shit like that. It was probably, well, this was in Thailand, so no. Probably for, like, a piece of rat burger and shit. So, and it got out, oh, this is how they get their coconuts. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, not for nothing, I'd pay extra money. I'd pay extra money for the coconut water if I knew that we were employing monkeys. If a monkey had no problem, like, the monkey's like, hells yeah, I will climb that fucking coconut for that fucking half a rat burger. Yeah, I mean, if you're forcing him with, like, sticks and guns and shit and knives, okay, that's a whole different story. You know? But that's not what was going on. I swear to God, if we are employing monkeys, I want that product. I want that product. That fucking coconut water was amazing. I loved it. It was so good. It was so good. What the fuck? And it was because fucking monkeys. And you know what? If this was the Deep South 60 years ago, oh my God, what I'd be saying right now would mean a totally different fucking thing. We've come a long way, people. Man, I'm so bad. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't help myself. But yeah, man, that's fucking cool, right? It's cool. It ain't like the, you know, I ain't saying we should, like, enslave monkeys to friggin' do our labor. But I'm also saying maybe we should enslave fucking monkeys to do our fucking labor. It sounds pretty cool, man. You know, like, you know, there's a lot of mundane things that You know, we could pay monkeys a lot cheaper, you know. Hey, they don't need, like, shelter. They don't need to be buying fucking iPhones. They don't need, like, heating and cooling and shit like that. They're fucking monkeys. They're fucking outdoors. They love it. You give them some fucking trees, bananas, and a fucking half a fucking peanut butter and jelly sandwich. My God, you get them to do fucking anything, it sounds like. I'm all for it. I'm pro monkey labor. I'm saying it right here, right now, on Blue Knot Radio Show. I am pro monkey labor. I'm not saying forced labor. I am not saying enslave them, although it's not a bad idea. But I am saying I am pro monkey labor for my coconut water. I'll pay a premium. I'll pay three extra bucks. I'll go in on some fucking monkey habitat. This is for their habitat and shit. Meanwhile, it's just coconut trees and shit. It's not even trees where they can fucking hang out. The monkeys would be like, you know what the fuck? We had it made in the zoo and shit. We had it made in the lab. Now it's just fucking coconuts. Right? I even saw the video. The monkey looked happy. He looked fucking happy. Keep the fucking monkey employed. Like, how dare you? Like, PETA ruins fucking everything. I swear, PETA is really anti-fucking animal. They don't even want the fucking poor monkeys working. Look at this. They want to keep a monkey down. That's fucked up. It's fucked up, PETA. It sounds kind of fucking racist to me, to be honest. It sounds kind of fucking racist, PETA. How dare you? How dare you stop monkey labor? My God. These fucking poor monkeys just trying to get by to make, you know, trying to bring food into their belly and shit. You know, easy food. They don't want to go out there fucking, you know, taking a little bamboo shoot and sticking it into a fucking anthill and then fucking have ants crawling all over them and eating them and shit. And then you got to go bother your fucking brother, your sister, your mother, one of those fucking people to pick the fucking ants and the other bugs off your body. And they're so fucking hungry, they're eating the fucking, the bugs off a fucking poor fucking Monko, Bobo the Monko monkey fucking back and shit. They're so hungry and shit, eating bugs off his back and cleaning them. That's fucked up, PETA. It's fucked up. They can go fucking work, get coconuts way easy, and fucking eat fucking rat sandwiches and whatever else they eat in fucking Thailand and shit. I heard Thailand got some good food. You're gonna tell me you can't shish kebab them some fucking, you know, rats and fucking lizard fucking shit, and they're not gonna love it, and then in exchange for fucking coconuts, they'd be happy to do it. It's better than eating bugs or fucking, you know, your brother's back and shit while you have to clean them. It's fucked up, PETA. It's just fucked up, man. You guys are fucked. Fuck PETA. Yeah, I guess I should have saved that friggin' for the top five fuck yous. I mean, PETA could be on that list every fucking day in my book. Fuck them fucking assholes. All right, another hit because I love me, my marijuana. I am a fucking addict. I don't care. I've accepted it. You know, some people are like, oh my God, he's an addict, and people feel ashamed and shit. But, listen, if I'm going to be a fucking addicted to fucking weed and pussy, you know, well, I don't want to say it. We'll be like just women's. Looking at women and pussy and what else am I addicted to? Coffee, working hard, supporting my family. Yeah, I'm addicted to all that. If that's bad, well, then why are you judging me? Go fuck your mother, all right? I'm not judging you. Don't judge me. Let's take this hit. Even this cop is judging me. Don't look over here. Don't judge me, cop. I'm smoking while I'm driving, okay? I'm out and about. I got my fishing license. Oh, excuse me. I got my fishing license. I paid for a hunting license just to support conservation and shit. Look at this fucking asshole. You had your fucking blinker. You go over there. These fucking people. I have my blinker on and then don't fucking turn that way. Fuck you. I wish you hit me so I had a reason to fucking punch you in the mouth. Oh my gosh, and that's not a reason to punch someone. I know that. Like I said, fantasy world, all right? I live in there sometimes. Fucking don't test me though. That's oof, not good. But yeah. Yeah, I'm getting aggravated because people, like, every day that I get on the road, it's worse and worse with people fucking driving. It's worse and worse. Like, really, I need to get the fuck out of here, you know? And listen, I'm not trying to be racist here, all right? I'm not being racist, not even being racial. This is just an observation. Fucking black ladies can't fucking drive. South American people cannot fucking drive. Not all of them. Most of them, though. A lot. And not even being sexist. Women down the line, on the most part, you fucking suck. You fucking suck. You're good at sucking dick, yes. But you suck at fucking driving. Not all of you. But, you know, I'll be nice. I'll say 50% of you definitely can't drive for shit. Women. Black women. Yeah, that's just women, though. See, that's being racist. But it's not, because I think it's black women down the board. Like, 98% of women. So that's why I got to separate them. I'm sorry. And I'm not saying you're better than fucking white women. Let me tell you who's worse than fucking black women. Asian women. Oh, my God, even fucking worse. That's 100% down the line. Cannot fucking drive. So there you go. See, I'm not picking on you, black women. I love you, black women. I love you. I'll eat you all up. But not no fucking Chinese ladies. Fuck that. Nothing. I won't throw them a bone. I won't throw them fucking nothing. I wouldn't even give them a license if they went into the DMV. I'd be like, denied. But they didn't even take a test. Doesn't matter. You can't fucking drive. You can't even see over the fucking steering wheel. Can't even give you a fucking license. Get the fuck out of here. Ride a fucking horse. But the problem with that is, instead, they'll fucking eat a horse. You give a Chinese fucking lady a horse and be like, all right. Fucking meat for a month and shit. I'll be making me some of that. Horse mane low and shit. You know what I mean? Low mane? I don't know. I guess that's what it is. Horse low mane? I don't know. What the fuck do I know? I'm dumb. telling you, man. The driving is driving me crazy. And again, South American people, it's not all you. If you were born in this country and you were driving when you were 14, 15, 16, guess what? You're a really good driver. Even the Puerto Rican ladies, oh yeah, they can drive. They know how to use a stick shift really good. Oh no, we're talking about cars. Yeah, Puerto Rican women still can drive though, yes. But, you know, it's like, it's tough, you know, because, you know, I feel like I'm, if it's 50-50, see, that's why, sorry, ladies, I have to take it back. I was trying to be nice, because, you know, when you talk to ladies, it's okay to lie, because their whole fucking life is a lie, you know? Fucking women, you give them, you know, they like to believe false fucking narratives, false information, because it makes their lives more convenient in their beliefs. And not all women, but a lot of them. So, that was a lie too. So, women, I'm sorry. I gotta be honest with you. I was lying, I'm sorry. This is just to the ladies. This works, guys. Take fucking notes. You piss your lady off, you gotta fucking be like this. I'm sorry, babies. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, sweetheart. I didn't mean to. You know, I wasn't thinking right. I'm going to be honest. I'm sorry. I was lying. I'm sorry. That's what you got to do, guys. But after this, you got to continue lying. But I'm going to really be honest. It's fucking 80% of you ladies can't drive for shit. Fuck you. And this is not even the fuck yous. Gosh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say fuck you. I want to fuck you. That's what I meant, ladies. I just want to fuck you. I just want to sling that dick. I'm sorry. See, I'm a pig. I know. But at least I'm being honest. See? I'm sorry, guys. That works. Sorry. It works.
they love it. It's like a magic word. I don't know how that works. I don't know how that works, you know? But it's a magic word. Just remember that, guys. Shh. It's between us. Ladies, most of you can't drive. But see, this is the thing. Like, my wife, she's a good driver. She's a good driver. Like, you know, I'm not going to say she's going to, you know, I'm not going to say she can chauffeur me around and shit, you know? Like, still, if we're both in a car, I'm fucking driving. You know, but she's a good driver. She's gotten into a few accidents here and there. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I guess she's not. 80% of you women can't fucking drive. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude. I don't mean to be rude. If it makes you feel better, you're better at working the stick shift than me. Oh! Oh, I'm the worst. Do I have any lady listeners anymore? I don't know. I'm trying. Then again, I don't even know if I have listeners anymore. You take a fucking month off, the whole internet forgets about you. So, you know, it just doesn't even matter. I could be the funniest fucking podcast in the world and it wouldn't even fucking matter because no one's listening to it. Let's take another hit. Damn, this guy got rocks. He got a truck full of rocks. Imagine that shit. Imagine this. I need to decorate my fucking yard with some rocks and then you go buy rocks. Imagine buying rocks. Fucking hilarious. What kind of moron buys fucking decorative rocks? Fucking assholes. A chiser and a hammer. A chiser and a hammer? Oh my gosh. Alright, well hey. Ladies, at least you're not stupid like me and can't talk. At least ladies can fucking talk. I can't talk for shit. But yeah, buying decorative rocks. That's for suckers. The earth is made of rock. Fucking start digging, bitch. You'll fucking hit it. There's fucking mountains everywhere. Go take a chisel and a hammer and go chisel fucking some decorative rock, you lazy fucking sons of bitches. I got a fucking Toyota Tundra full of decorative rocks. What a fucking asshole. He's not related to me, I tell you that fucking much. Fuck that. You gotta go way back in the lineage to have a fucking person that dumb be fucking related to me. And I'm a fucking stupid motherfucker. But I'll tell you one thing. I ain't buying decorative rocks. Fuck that. Even if I was Elon Musk, I'd make it an expedition to get real rocks. Buy rocks. Fuck that. What I mean by Elon Musk is if I had that kind of money, you know, a person like that, it'd be like, you know, can't go buy rocks. That's what peasants do. That's what dumb fucking peasants do. You go get fucking, you go on an expedition and get yourself some fucking real marble and shit right out the ground. Ugh, fucking people. I'm sorry, ladies. I didn't mean to lose you as listeners, but, you know, listen. Leave the driving to us. I leave the riding to you. Leave the driving to just me. Just get off the road. Everyone, get off the road. Like, I wish... Alright, this is fantasy world. I was a DMV. Man, I got a lot of jobs. But you know what? I'm a workaholic. I'll do all these fucking jobs. I'll do everything. Fuck it. I'll never have time to drive, so then the roads will really be empty because I wouldn't give any of you motherfuckers a fucking car. I'd be like, that guy. He's got a Nissan Leaf. Ah! I'd be like, what are you registering? A Nissan Leaf? Nah. No, sir. Denied. Oh, but it's saving the green fucking, it's green fucking, you know, don't be green with envy. Fuck you. Yeah, it does it magically fucking get power, or do you plug it into your house? Next! Fucking assholes. I'm green! I plug it into my house! You fucking dumb motherfuckers. You're so fucking stupid. I can't fucking take it. Oh, it's environmentally sound. Yeah, your battery lasts 5 years, and then you gotta fucking get rid of it. And you know what it takes to get rid of all that fucking poison in that battery? You dumb motherfucker. I drive a Prius. Denied! Next! I drive an F-150. On Long Island, where it's flat? He's like, well, I go upstate a lot, and I do some of that 4x4. Okay, accept it. You know, then the next person, I drive a F-150 on Long Island? Yeah. How many miles you put on your car? 8,000. Denied. You don't need an F-150 on Long Island, asshole. Fucking people. Oh, get out of here. telling you, the roads would be empty. It would just be me and fucking like three people. Actually, I would let those fucking bike crews, you know. Oh, I never, because again, I'm the worst, you know. It's like, I know I got a fucking a phone right here and everything, and I could take video and shit, but I don't. But like, I'd be driving through the hood once in a while, and it's great on the weekends because you got the gang with the dirt bikes and the ATVs doing wheelies and just causing mayhem everywhere. Oh, I fucking love it. I don't know why. It doesn't bother me, so that's why. You know, it doesn't bother me because I remember being young, dumb, full of cum, fucking, you know, doing all dumb shit. Look at this fucking guy. I drive a truck! I'm gonna fucking... Oh, well, I hear you. That fucking guy's in front of him, can't even see. Yo, have you ever... This guy has... He's looking down, like his head... It looks like he's giving himself a blowjob almost, but his eyes are forward. What kind of fucking eyesight is that? What kind of fucking eyesight? That guy should not be on the road! Oh, I can't fucking do it anymore. Is there, has anyone seen any of those inventions? Like, it's kind of like a drone, but you drive the drone. It's like big enough for you. Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready. I'll be the first one. You know, I'll be the test fucking dummy. You know, I'm a dummy, so I'll fucking test it. Why not? You know, I guarantee you I won't die. I'll figure a way, you know, unless one of those rotors just fucking go dead and then you plummet down to the fucking ground. But hey, as long as that could be like, how big is that truck? Let's say that truck is, let's see, that's 6, 12, what was that like, let's say 18 foot high. How high is the fucking truck? Let me see, what's the clearance of this fucking bridge? Because I would want to go over this bridge. Does this bridge have the clearance fucking marker on it? No, fucking lazy motherfuckers. You can't even help me. During, like, I can't get to Google, and usually drugs, oh, forget it. Hold on, people. I need to pause this. All right, I'm back. I got some of this bitter coffee. Goddamn bitter coffee. I did it to myself. Ugh. Do you think I'm having, like, mini strokes and shit that I can't talk? Or is it just I can't talk? Like, I don't know what the fuck I was trying to say. Like, I was just disgusted with myself. I was trying to say bridge. When I turned this off and I said I needed a break, I was like, I don't have Google. I needed the bridge to tell me what the clearance was. Because I need, like, one of those personal rovers, drones that will carry me around. Like, what if I get, like... They have those drones that can, like, lift, like, 25 pounds. So what if I get, like, 10 of them in unison and make, like, a couch and just, like, fly me around? I just need, like, 25-foot clearance, I figure, you know, and I'm good. It clears all the overpass. Maybe, like, you know, if I have to go under, I go under. I can go around overpass. Wait a minute. You can go around. But that's all I need is, like, 25-foot clearance, I figure. And I can survive if it starts, like, you know, if one of the rovers go down, I still get 9. You know, I say 10 because I really maybe only need 6. But, you know, if one or two goes down or something, you know, one or two gets a little tired, you know, then I don't have to deal with all the drivers fucking annoying me. Damn, this fucking coffee's bitter. It's weird. I like it when it's fully brewed, but when they start brewing it fresh and like, oh, we'll make it for you. It's like, fuck, it's bitter. I feel like a pain in the ass. I am a pain in the ass, of course. Have you guys been seeing what's going on in the news? Oh, news break with Mr. Balloonauts. Pew, 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 pew. This news break has been brought to you by stupidity. Stupidity. It runs through my veins. Fucking dumb. Oh no. Are you guys still there? Oh man, see, this is the problem with this fucking mic situation. Alright. So, in this week's news, that's making me fucking laugh so fucking crazy. I mean, we're talking like class warfare. It's fucking the regular schleb retail people versus the hedge fund elites, the Wall Street, the money managers, the people that manage the herd, the sheep herd, the sheeple herders, if you will. So there was this like Reddit group
what are they, like the anti, what was it, like the Wall Street Bets? Wall Street Bets, right, that's what it was called, Wall Street Bets. So it's basically like the anti what hedge funds are doing and shit, you know? Hold on. The scenery that I like, hold on. So, sorry if you've been noticing in the stock market, I know a lot of you have, you have like, oh shit, GameStop stock went to like 230 something because, you know, it was like this one billionaire guy. He's like, oh, some hoity-toity fucking asshole that, you know, whatever he says goes, basically, you know. And he was like, oh, and in his list of companies that's going to go out of business was like GameStop, AMC, American Movie Theaters, or whatever it is. What was the other one? Nokia. So, you know, there's a lot of... there's people that's like, fuck you. And they kind of like went against the hedge funds and shit. And, you know, and you're talking about just a group of people. And that's the thing. If like a whole bunch of people just decide to start buying something, hey, it's going to create a demand. Shit's going to go up. You know, it's like if any of us, any of you guys that listen to this that came over from the crypto and Bitcoin circuit, my Twitter family, I think like 75% of it ended up being before my account got washed. Comes from that world. So if you remember the pump and dump schemes, you know, you only need like fucking three people to pump a coin and fucking, oh my God, let's buy it. And then you could dump on them, you know what I mean? But this ain't the case right here. This is totally different. You know, it's just a bunch of people buying... It's simple math, you know. It's there's a market, there's demand, price goes up, that's the way it goes. But these hedge funds, you know, they friggin', you know, longing and shorting and whatever the fuck they're doing, right? So, like, Discord, so whatever. So, like, the big thing is, like, you know, hedge funds are fucking losing their money while the little guys are making their money. And then you got, like, apps like... You got Robin Hood, who's like, you know, supposed to be for the little people. It's supposed to be for the little people. And then they start friggin' always throttling and you know, kind of, you know, like all of a sudden there's an outage, you know, like when people are set to make money, all of a sudden there's an outage. How convenient. Or like, this market can't be traded no more. There's a glitch. Something's wrong. How ironic. How coincidental. Robinhood app, fucking Robinhood. You know, I had an account, but I never really traded on it. You know, you know, I don't know. Did I ever really trade on it? I don't think so. I think I downloaded it just to get the $5 in the free stock, but I don't remember what I did with it because I don't pay attention. I don't be going hard in the paint with stonks. With stonks to stay out of the stonk market. So these particular companies, their stock, you know, started trading really, really high. And then you have other companies that, like, you know, throttled and stopped trading. And really, why would they do that? And it's really to protect the hedge funds and shit, you know, the big money. It really is. And it sounds like conspiratorial and shit, but who fucking runs Robinhood? Who fucking runs, like, you know, why did Discord? Your name is Discord. The name of the app is Discord. And, you know, disclaimer, I have a Discord channel that, you know, there's nothing going on there. It's like me and one other person fucking, you know, not using it. So, but now I understand. See, like, the thing for me was, like, you know, it was just a good way for me to get in touch, stay in touch with people and have kind of a little community. Like, I kind of like Discord for that, but I don't pay attention to what goes on in the world, so I didn't know that Discord is anti-Discord. They shut down that fucking group, the Wall Street Bets. They shut them down for, like, oh, inappropriate or wait, and enticing a riot. Oh, no, some stupid shit. I forgot what it was. It was some bullshit they said. You know, some, oh, they're racist. It was something shit. Something, you know, like bullshit. Has nothing to do with anything. So they stopped that. Like, oh, you know, like, really? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of fucked up. So, yeah, the next fucking Discord that comes out that doesn't friggin' throttle shit, yeah, that's going to be great, you know? But Discord stopped that group, and what else? There was like some other thing going on with all this. Ah, I can't fucking remember. The meme. Okay, so so now, because I, and this is really Twitter. Like, this happens on Twitter, rather. It's like all the memes and shit. You know, I know Reddit and all that shit, but it ends up being all that. You can now trade on memes and shit, meaning, you know, memes are friggin' dictating market swings. The NASDAQ said they would halt trading on a particular trading pair, on a particular company, rather, stock. Excuse me, man. I'm like dying over here. They'll halt trading on it if it's like, if there's like, because of memes and shit, you know, if something's surging because of memes, like, they're going to stop the, like, well, how does that make sense? That's the fucking market. This is all, it's just crazy. It's like the fucking little people versus the fucking, the money managers and shit. And I never thought in my life I would agree with AOC, Ted Cruz, like, you know, like all this shit. They're all like, hey, we need to investigate why Robin is doing this shit. I like that. Like, I don't trust nothing a politician says. I don't trust any of these fucking people. Don't get me wrong. It's not like I'm going to get behind them. Oh, my God, I love AOC. Yeah, I want a liquor cooter. You know what I mean? I want to get balls deep in fucking AOC. You know what I mean? I want to see how that body moves on a fucking bet. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just a pig, you know? So, but I agree with her 100%. And Ted. And, you know, you're like, oh, fuck all this shit. You know what? Any little fucking win, I'll fucking take. But I don't want government control, because all this is like more government control, too. Like, we have to remember that these fucking people, we voted them there, and they work for us. The problem is that we vote for people, and the people that we vote for, because, see, the reason why, I'm going around this fucking bitch. The reason why we have President Biden up there and like a person like Trump in office, shit like that, is because, you know, these special interest groups is what put these people there. See, we vote for the puppets they put in, but then notice who they hire. See, the people they hire are the people we don't vote. The people we don't vote for that they put in, they have power. Like, all of a sudden they have power because, see, over the years, the people we voted in put into laws and protections for these special interest groups and these companies that have the power. And they put those people that they deem fit. You know, and it's a lobby. It's a group, you know, for their special interest. Those are the people that run this fucking shit, you know? That's what's going on. Everyone's like, oh, no, fucking money. Money fucking talks. Everything's about the fucking money. Money brings fucking power. That's what it's all about, dummies. So some of this, all this discourse, I love it. Gotta love it. That's the feel-good story of 2021 so far. I'm fucking loving it. And if you're fucking making bank on trading, more power to you, man. I'm being a fucking tax slave. I'm being a schlep. But, you know, for me, it's the easiest way, unfortunately. You know, I'm a dummy. You know, I got no discipline when it comes to fucking holding. You know, if I would have held everything I would have fucking invested in years ago, oh, my God! I'd be fucking doing this from an island. Not my own personal island. I'd just be living on an island away from people that fucking drive nothing but fucking little motor scooters and fucking little
Toyota Corollas, that stick shift that goes up and down the fucking steep hills. That's it. I'll be in some fucking, I wouldn't even be in my family home island in the Azores. I'll be in one of the other islands. My family's from the biggest island. It's got the most people. I want to be in like the third smallest island. That sounds good. The one Pico. How about Pico? That one's got that big fucking mountain and shit. Just in case when the water rises and shit because a meteor hits fucking the Atlantic Ocean and creates a big fucking wave. Maybe I can get on the top of Pico and fucking throw an anchor to that bitch and a fucking little floaty device. So when the friggin' waters come up, I can float and shit and hang on to fucking Pico. The fucking top of the fucking peak of that mountain and shit of the island of Pico, Azores. I'll be holding on for dear life and shit. And then when the waters recede, they come down, I'll be all right. I'll be fucking living on the edge of fucking Pico. I'll be fucking eating fish and fucking, oh no, what am I going to have fresh water from? Yeah, it's going to take a while. Forget it. Forget it. I guess I'm still moving to fucking the top of, I guess I'm still moving to Maine. I don't know. It still seems safer than Florida. Fuck. Keep me out of the senior theater district, STD Florida. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm sending that to fucking grumpy fucking Grandpa Joe. Rather, I can't talk. Here we go. Forget it. I'm done. Hey, let's come back with the top five fuck yous. All right, I am back. It is time for everyone's favorite segment, the top five fuck yous for the week. The top five fuck yous of the week has been brought to you by my baby, my sweetheart, the only lady I'll cheat on my wife with without her knowing, Medijuana. You gotta love it. Oh, fuck. It would have been great if the lighter would cooperate with me. Cock. All right, here we go. Yeah, Medijuana, get it in you. Oh. Yeah, baby. Just what you want to hear. Me coughing. Honorary fuck you will go to PETA, but I already did a whole thing on it. So fuck you, PETA. You get the honorary fuck you. Ooh. How about this? Fuck you number five goes to me smoking and coughing in your ears. That's right. You're probably like, oh my God, I can't smoke the weeds no more. And this fucking guy, that's all he fucking does. Every fucking episode, every 15, 20 minutes, smoke, 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 smoke. Fucking bitch lungs. Fuck you, bitch lungs. Oh, I wish my lungs were more manly. I wish they weren't so bitchly. And not like a woman bitch, you know, just like a bitch bitch, all right? Guys can be bitches, girls are bitches. I mean, you're supposed to be free for fucking, you're all bitches, but, you know. My lungs, pretty bitchy. See, ready? Let me see how long I can hold it in. Of course I don't fucking cough. Of course I don't cough. Fuck you, number five, just goes to me for not cooperating. My body is always against me. No matter what. No matter what, my body's always against me. God damn it. And as you could tell, this was a fluff number five because PETA should have been it. I read my fucking notes wrong. Oh, I'm the worst. I'm the worst. I know I'm the worst. I keep telling everyone that, but yet you can't wait to hear what Mr. Balloonauts has to say. Oh my God, Mr. Balloonauts. How about this? Two episodes? Back to back? Oh my God. Can you believe it? Hells yeah. Mr. Balloonauts trying. He's trying. All right. Fuck you. Number four goes to political propaganda. Like, you never know who to fucking believe, right? Now, we all know China has lots of power and lots of money. They got lots of it. They might even have more. Well, we just printed more, right? Yeah, see, China don't fucking do that dumb shit. Like, you know, we're just fucking assholes. Fucking America run by fucking assholes. But the reason why China propaganda now China is starting some propaganda saying that the United States in an army base created coronavirus, the COVID, and released it on the population. So let me get this straight. Don't get me wrong, I wouldn't put it against this fucking country because there's too much money to be made. Like all this shit, all this fucking nonsense that's going on right here. I mean, let's be honest. Even though I don't want to get no coronavirus, I don't want to get the fucking flu either. I don't want the corona, I don't want the fucking the flu, I don't want nothing. Keep your fucking germs to yourself. All right, granted. But let's be fucking honest. A year ago, 2 weeks to straighten out the curve. A year later, put 3 masks on and we might have to shelter in place for 2 months. A year later, fuck you. People aren't even dying like that, like they were a year ago. Fuck you. Yes, people are dying because of their weak, bitch-ass fucking immune systems. Guess what? I'm at this point that if you can't fucking get sick from the COVID and you can't fucking move on with your life, you know what? You're too weak for fucking society. We don't need you. I mean, plain and simple. Honestly, this is the way it goes. This is the way. This is the way. Was he just fucking gunning me, the fucking asshole? The fucking cop outside fucking doing speed traps? What a fucking asshole. I should have fucking hit him. Yeah, I'm doing 60. Fuck you, asshole. So anyway, like, there's a lot of money in all of this that happened. And I'm not saying it was the mask company. It was well, first off, I believe anyone that has money to be made in vaccines, would they push something like this? 100%. Can you see fucking worldwide governments coming together to do something like this? 100%. Just to see if we would comply. Just to see, you know, hey, how can we get them scared? Can we do this? Oh, we got them in the hand of our fucking palm, in the palms of our hand. Oh, why would government want to do this? Why would anyone with power want more power and more money? It happens. I don't want to hear no more naive, dumb motherfuckers. And I mean, there's people that start yelling and shit. Oh, that's not true! How do you fucking know, asshole? CNN and the news, they would tell you! Would they? Would they? Because they ain't telling you. All they say is to take a vaccine and cover your mouth. They're not saying, hey, eat right, stay healthy. They ain't saying that. Why? Why? Fuck you, asshole. That's what I have to say to people. I'm so done. That's why I just shut my mouth and just be quiet. That's it. I really don't even care because it's going to come to the point where I'm going to start swinging on people. Because people nowadays in this country, they don't get hit in the fucking face. They don't get punched in the fucking gut. I want to line up every fucking person that nags and complains about bullshit, and I want to gut punch them. It would leave no fucking mark, but they would gasp. I mean, it would be the worst pain they've ever felt in their life. Oh, my feelings are hurt! I can't believe it! Oh, you killed a cow to eat him! Oh, my God, I'm so hurt! Let me gut punch you right in the fucking gut. And let me show you some fucking pain. They won't complain about shit. They'll fucking shut the fuck up. Alright? Maybe they'll listen to fucking reason and shit. I'm so fucking done. This is the same reason why fucking China now is starting their propaganda. Oh, the United States created the COVID. Maybe it was made over here. I think it was. I'm pretty sure if you go back to the beginning of this, and it was probably a podcast I did last January probably, or February, because I told you exactly what happened. And I'm sticking with my story. I know it fucking happened. This strain was in a Canadian lab. And either was stolen or shared with Chinese scientists in their bio lab in Wuhan. Wuhan! It sounds like a type of martial arts style. I take Wuhan! And then everyone fucking runs away. Like, damn, that's some good martial arts. Coronavirus. So, I told you what happened last year. It left Canada in the hands of China, Chinese diplomats, maybe even Canadian diplomats, to share technology because, hey, there's a lot of that. Coronavirus in general was discovered, what, in 2002, 2001? Like 18 years ago? You know? COVID is just like a different strain of the corona, right? Different, you know, it's like a cousin and shit. It's like a fucking, you know, it's like the bastard child, you know, that fucking jumped onto humans, I guess, or whatever. I don't know if it jumped into humans, because if I say it jumped from the humans, then I'm saying it came from the fucking wet markets of fucking China, which is very possible, of course. It came from a bat! Yeah, sure it did. But, you know, it's possible. Of course it's possible. Shit like this happens all the fucking time. You know, it's not like, yeah, right. Highly unlikely. Well, there's a person that's not educated about viruses and, you know, shit. This person that's not educated on the matter. That's what I love. People that argue with you. It's like, I did like, you know, I did maybe about 20-something hours of fucking research. On top of that, I work with people that this is our livelihood. And I talk with them. Then there's someone that has zero research time, but they know everything. No, you're just a conspiracy theorist. Blah, 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 blah. Telling you, this is what happened last year. The COVID left fucking Canada, went into China, and then the Chinese fucking scientist had some in his fucking briefcase, and he was riding a bike, la 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 la, going down the hill and shit, you know, briefcase in one hand, and since he don't have time to eat, he has like a fucking egg roll in the other hand, you know, he probably has like a fucking, you know, let's say, probably has like a cow heart, no, a cat liver egg roll, most likely. It's like a cat liver egg roll, right? And he's going down. He's like, la, 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 la. He lets go of his, the two hands. So he's riding handlebarless, you know, handless on the fucking bike because he's trying to put some of that fucking soy sauce or duck sauce on his fucking egg roll and shit. La, 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 la. He goes through a crosswalk and it's one of two things. Someone else fucking hits him and you know that's possible because you know how fucking China is. You ain't paying attention. Goddamn, you're going to get hit. Or accidentally eaten by someone, you know, one or the other. Something's going to happen. Or he hit like a fucking curb or a fucking big ditch. Or maybe just a fucking body in the middle of the street. He fucking hit it. It went flying. So his egg roll and duck sauce goes one way. Fucking bike goes the other way. And the briefcase goes straight up in the air. When it lands, it opens. And the fucking... the vial fucking starts rolling down the street, and then some fucking other asshole fucking runs it over. And now the coronavirus, the COVID, is now loose, and it started in Wuhan. You can't fucking deny that it started in fucking Wuhan, assholes. Yeah! Yeah, I mean, listen, would someone that's to gain a lot of power and money, would they friggin' set it all up and fucking, you know, drop it in fucking China and be like, yeah, look, right, how ironic, right next to a fucking biochemical lab. Oh, yeah, sure, sure, it was an accident. Yeah, it came from bats, sure. You know, listen, I'm not saying that someone wouldn't do it. I don't trust anyone in this fucking government. I mean, did you see the president's inauguration? Did you see all the pictures of the people around him? Why was there so many Chinese people? And they were Chinamen, Chinese people. The fat kind, too. The ones that's in power, that's all chubby. If you're a chubby Chinese guy, you're pretty fucking popular. You're pretty important. One or the other, you know what I mean? Like, there's people bowing to you and shit. You know what I mean? So, there was quite a few Chinamen looking down on Biden, fucking smiling through their fucking masks. That's real. That's not me being conspiracy theorist. That's not me being propaganda. That's not even me being fucking crazy.
I see it with my own fucking eyes. What the fuck are you talking about? So, yeah, listen, man. I feel like, so really I'm going to amend my fuck you number four. I mean, fuck you China for, you know, the reverse propaganda shit. But that's probably what it is, you know? Fuck you to political game. Everyone that's in the political game worldwide are scumbags. Almost everyone. I'll give a little bit here and there. I'll give a break to people. I'm sure there's people that want to do the right thing and shit like that. I'm sure there is. That's far and few between. That is under 90%. Maybe even under 80%. Under 80% is like honest fucking people. The rest, corrupt fucking garbage scumbags. Don't care. Across the board, worldwide. With the exception. There are exceptions, you know. I'm sure Finland are a bunch of great people and shit, you know. Switzerland, you know. I'm sure they're like, you know, whatever. Even, you know, but even like Canada's a little sketch, you know what I mean? So, nope. I don't trust none of you fucking assholes out there. Fuck you, number four goes to the propaganda and to the world political game that's going on out there. Fuck you. Guess what? This hit does not go out to you. Fuck all y'all. Oh, yeah. Fuck myself right there. Yeah, baby. Yeah, this shit ain't... This shit doesn't even really make me cough. I just picked this shit up. Yeah, man. My fucking tolerance is just too fucking high. That's what it is. Damn. I just want to party and have fun, man. Gosh, can't... Guess not. I guess not. God damn. I mean, we could just get into all of this right now, right? Like, here we go. Fuck you, number three. Fuck you, number three goes to, again, all the news and all this fucking shit, right? What they do, they take things out of context. Context or content? Context, right? Damn, I hate that I'm so stupid with English. It's my primary fucking language, and I suck at it. This, really disappointed in myself. Maybe, damn. All right, so fuck you, number three is taking things out of context, you know? Like, the news will take a clip, you know, and they'll friggin' put, like, a little thing that looks so horrendous. Like, horrendous. Horrendous? Man. I am on a roll today, huh? Gosh. A new drinking game. Every time Mr. Balloonauts fucks up the English fucking language, you take a shot. And when I say a made-up word, you take a double shot. New drinking game. Fuck. So... I mean, everything gets taken out of context just to get people's points of view across. People don't be researching everything. They just want to take little key points that maybe would fit their narrative in what they believe in. You know, and they'll take everything out of fucking context. Now, why did I bring this up? Oh, fucking again with the news. Again with the political news, Mr. Balloonauts. No. So, I had a really rough day this weekend, right? You know, me... being a plumber in my home and shit. You know, my downstairs fucking, my first floor friggin' bathroom, which was installed by an amateur and things are not right. And I got lots of fucking plumbing problems down there. So I was really dirty, disgusting. You know, I wear gloves and all that. But, you know, you just feel disgusting after a full day working on fucking really hard manual work. And most of you, oh, there you go. I'm taking things out of context. Okay, some of you don't understand what hard manual work means. You don't say what fucking hard manual labor means. So after a hard day of all that, you know, I get into the bathroom and I'm there for a while because, you know, you know, washing my hands first and all that first, you know, and then I'm, you know, I'm going to paint a fucking lovely picture for you ladies. Oh, and your quiz. Mr. Balloonauts, he fucking gets undressed, runs the shower, so it's nice and steamy in there, you know, and then friggin' I turn on the fart fan above me and open the window a little bit so the steam can push all the, you know, the air out. I get on the toilet and drop a fucking deuce, a big dookie log. Let me tell you something. It was some laborious shit. You know, but not laborious, but, you know, I let it, you know, take its time if it needed to. You know, because, you know, usually I'm a, you know, I drop my drawers, I dump and go. You know, I don't sit there on the fucking toilet on my phone. That's fucking disgusting. Fucking go sit down like a human being, you fucking animal. But, you know, whatever. I was taking a little long. You know, I'm just enjoying myself. You know, I'm just, oh, you know, thinking about the fix that I did, you know, the repair that I did. I felt proud of myself. And I'm sitting there. Oh, and I mean, the shower's been running. It's like, you know, and I'm playing. I have a little waterproof fucking Bluetooth speaker in the shower. So I got shit on, you know. But, you know, I guess my wife's fucking paranoid. She just has her ear to the fucking door or something. And, you know, and I'm done. I fucking, you know, flush, wipe, get myself all nice and clean. You know, I'm ready to get into the shower and shit. And then I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get inside of you. The fuck, my wife fucking opens the door because I don't lock the bathroom door. You know, I mean, like, it's just me and her. What am I locking the bathroom door? You know what I mean? Like, even when, you know, if I have the one bathroom and the kids are around, the door is closed, you know, not to come in. The door is closed. You know, it's like, you know, whatever. You know, plus we're fucking family. You know what I mean? Like, I don't be all naked around my kids and shit. But I don't be locking the fucking door either. Like, I find people that lock bathroom door when they're, you know, well, yeah, well, I don't know. Like, my mom, you know, my parents always that way. Like, that doesn't make sense. It's only us, you know? Like, my little kid is fucking under 10 years old, and he's got to pee. He's got to pee, you know? Go fucking in there and pee. I'm in the shower. You can't see nothing. I got the fucking shower curtain and shit. You don't see nothing. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't get some people, right? But anyway. So I say, oh, I can't wait to get inside of you. And I say this loud, but I'm saying this to the shower. Yes, I talk to myself. How the fuck do you think I could do this friggin' podcast? How the fuck? You know how hard it is to talk to yourself and fucking have substance and shit like that and things that fucking people want to listen to? As bad as this is, people love this fucking show and it's fucking amazing. It amazes me. Thank you, people. I love you. I love you. My wife busts into the fucking bathroom door. Who the fuck are you talking to? She's waiting for me to have my phone in my fucking hand and shit. But the phone is like all the way over there by the sink. It's nowhere near my hand. You know, I'm just like standing in the shower. She's like, who the fuck are you talking to? And she's looking. And she's like, she looks at me. She's like, who are you talking to? I'm like, the shower. And she's like looking at me. She's like, you know, she's looking at me. I'm like, I'm fucking filthy. And I just can't wait to get inside the shower. She looks at me and she's like, you're a weirdo. And she closes the door. She's like even more mad now. She's even more mad. What the fuck, crazy fucking bitches? Taking shit out of context. I don't know if that's, like, you know, maybe, I can make that number two. Fuck you, number three goes to just taking shit out of context all the time. There you go. But that is kind of funny, too. My wife's at the fucking, at the door because, you know, I'm spending way too much time. She's like, she know I didn't get into the shower yet. She didn't hear the shower doors. Like, you know, like when you with someone for 20 years in the same fucking house, you know how things are. You know what I mean? Like, I know when my wife, and I'm not paying attention really, but you hear the, like, we have sliding doors, sliding shower doors. So, you know, and you can hear it. You can hear it rolling and hitting the fucking wall and shit. You know, they're heavy and shit, you know? She fucking hears me. I can't wait to get inside of you. Oh my God, she must have been like, oh, he's fucking sewing at work. No. Sorry to disappoint you, babe, but no. Like I said, I only cheat on you with marijuana, Mrs. Mary Jane. That fucking hot bitch, she's green too. Ugh, I don't even like the color green. But I love me some marijuana, Mary Jane. I love you. Fuck you. Number three, taking things out of context. Fucking sorry, toots. I ain't fucking cheating on you. Only with this bitch right here. I can't wait till you get inside of me. Oh, that's gay. But fuck it. Mary Jane, get inside of me right now. Imagine she heard me say that. Ooh, I can't wait till you get inside of me. She'd be like, oh my God, you're gay. She wouldn't be fucking that mad. She'd be upset, but not that mad. Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Wanted house.
All right. You know what, though? I could just easily turn that into fuck you number two. Fuck you number two. Wait, hold on. Hey, taking things out of context, this is not for you. Fuck you number three. No, that was that. Fuck you number two. It's a long day, man. I just put in a fucking 8, 9. I put in a 10-hour day today. Give me a fucking, cut me some slack. Fuck you number two goes to the bitches. Man, one day when I have, like, you know, a little studio, it's gonna be a tribute. There'll be a special segment, rather, in tribute to, what's his name? Joe Pesci. Fuck you! You motherfuck! You motherfuck! He put out a rap song back in, like, 1992, 93, 94, something like that. And it's called It's the Bitches That Will Get Yous. It's the Bitches That Will Get Yous. Hey, I like Joe Pesci. I mean, you know, he's like me. He's not a master of the English fucking language. I like Joe Pesci, you know? So in honor of Joe Pesci, this segment might go on forever. But for right now, it's the bitches that will get yous. Fuck you number two. It goes to your bitches out there. Your ladies, you're fucking driving us crazy. Oh my gosh, with all this entitlement and this self fucking power. I got power. Oh, hit me hard. Ugh. Ugh, come on. And then after y'all want to be special and different. Oh, I'm different. Y'all bitches, y'all the fucking same. All right? Just a different degrees. Okay? You just all want to be fucking, you know, like, and then there's the specialty. Now, like this case, this fucking poor guy. His mother wants, you know. Mind you, this, all right, well, let me put the setting. All right, this is a college kid, about 20 years old, 21 years old, maybe, right in that age, you know, second, third year of college, you know. Third, yeah, second, so doing 19, 20, probably more like 20, right? But right in that age range, you know, he's a kid of the fucking 2000s, early 2000s, you know. Single mom, which I applaud. That's a tough fucking thing. Especially if your kid becomes something, that's fucking even more amazing. Really, really is. I applaud the mom for that. That is a hero. But this fucking bitch, this fucking lady, wants to give extra adversity to this fucking poor kid. This fucking poor kid, man. He is a young black male. Good athlete. Really good athlete. I think he's a defensive player for a really good college, right? Well, let's put it this way. He's one of the best players on defense, right? In his division conference, whatever the college. I don't really read the, you know, whatever with the college. You know, there's so much shit going on there. I can't even pay attention, right? But this poor kid, his mother gave him so much more adversity in his fucking life. Poor kid. And I applaud this kid. This kid's a fucking, I'm always going to give him the respect. Young black male. And we know how black ladies are. Got to one-up everyone with the fucking weird names, right? But this one's not even, his name is David Duke. His name is David Duke. The fucking leader of the fuck, a former Klansman, a wizard of the KKK. A fucking neo-Nazi. A fucking, definitely a fucking racist. And she calls her son David Duke. Woof. Like, really? Like, really? I don't, I just, it blew my fucking mind. It blew my fucking mind. I can't even, like, really, lady? Really? I need one of my listeners. And I don't want to hear from you white fucking bitches. You white fuck. I don't want to hear from none of you. I don't want to hear nothing. You better be darker than at least me. You better be darker than me. And you better speak. Well, all right, no. But I want to know why that's a good name. That's not a good name. That's not a good name for anybody anymore. That's like wearing the Hitler mustache. To me, naming your kid David Duke is like wearing the Hitler mustache. You can't fucking do it. Not even black guys. Not even black. Black guys can pull off anything. Any style they want. Any style. Black guys can start it. Make it look cool. They can make anything look cool. Just about everything. Not everything, but just about everything. I'm going to say a lot. They cannot make the Hitler mustache cool. It will never come back. It'll be like another 100 years. Easy. Easy. And you know what? It's definitely going to be a black, it's going to be like a black trend first. It's going to start in the black community. And then fucking be like, oh, it's okay now. Naming your kid David Duke, regardless of any color, it's like the Hitler mustache. Okay, you just can't fucking do it. I'm sorry, you're not allowed. And then he's black on top of it all. Oh, I want to know the significance of it. Is it a reverse racism thing? Don't forget, I'm fucking stupid. I try not to pay attention to the nonsense, you know? Like, I love everybody. I don't give a fuck about your color. You know, bring me something nice to eat. Let's talk about something nice. Like, you know, some commonalities and shit. We're all fucking people. We all bleed the fucking same. You know, if I prick my finger and cut your arm off, we bleed the same color. We're the same. I could take any color lady and friggin' mate with them. We're all the same. We're all the same. So that's why I'm like, ugh, you know. And listen, I will take this fuck you back. No, I know, because this isn't women in general. Y'all bitches are crazy. That lady that named that poor kid David Duke, she's fucking crazy. Maybe crazier than me. That's pretty nuts. That's pretty fucking nuts. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Because she's a female. Females are crazy. Y'all crazy. It's the bitches that will get yous. And listen, ladies. A lot of ladies are strong. A lot of ladies are friggin' a rock. And compared to a lot of men, you know, the men are bitches too. You know what I mean? I know a lot of bitch guys. You know, the fucking guy's just a bitch. You're just a bitch. Ugh. Please grow a spine, you fucking asshole. I really want to fucking get this, but here to hold the wife. And I'm just like, it's $10. Like, you can't spend $10 on yourself? Well, you know, I really would like to, but, you know, it just doesn't fit the fucking decor. And I just like, oh, my fucking God, what a fucking bitch. I can't believe I know fucking bitches. It's rough. It's rough. It's the bitches that will get yous, you know. And fuck you, number two, just goes to all you crazy fucking bitches. This fucking poor kid, I saw his fucking name, David Duke, and I'm like, what? I'm like, what did this fucking crazy bastard do now? And it's just like a young friggin' college athlete that's really, really good. You know what? No, more power to him for, you know, becoming a way better David Duke. Maybe that's what his mom was saying. It's like, oh, this day. Yeah, boy, I wish you fucking cared. I would just be like, no. Well, good for him, though, because he's still sticking with the David Duke. He ain't going with Dave Duke, double D's. Nah, he's just sticking it with it. Good for him. More power to him, that's for sure, but... You know, your bitches are fucking crazy. Your bitches are crazy. Oh, my gosh. My wife is going to come and stab me. Stab me. Oh, my God. Like this. I just remembered. Like this. Just to prove my point. Oh, you know what? I can't top this. This is going to be number one. You know what? Number two.
It's like, you know, for the crazy naming and shit. Because I've discussed about the crazy names and shit like that, you know. But that was like that feel-good story. You know what? This hit does go out to David Duke, the athlete. The fucking college athlete. And let me tell you something. Someone could take that out of fucking context. They'd be like, this hit goes out to fucking David Duke. And then they could cut it off. So see, that's that taking shit out of context very easily. Easily. But, you know, good for him. The feel-good story of the fuck yous at least is that. But, yeah, the fuck you number one just goes to this lady in general. In general, just to complete the cycle from one and three. You get the, you know, you get the fucking craziness and the fucking taken out of context and all the fucking shit that goes with it. Check this one out. Hold on. Hey, David Duke, the college athlete, more power to you, man. Keep it fucking going. I hope you make the pros and do great. This hit goes out to you. All right. All right. Fuck you, number one, goes to this bitch. Is the bitches in the segment. To continue on with the bitches that would get you, case in point. Now, we all know that Mexican fucking ladies are crazy. They can cook a damn good fucking taco on a tortilla, man. Oh my gosh. You know, like right now, my stomach, I mean, like, I'm gonna pay for it the next couple of days. I know I will. I have some tacos de tripa. Oh my god, tripe tacos from this Mexican lady. Great. But she got that crazy eyes because she's fucking crazy, you know. That's why I make sure I send my friend in, not me, because he's fucking Salvadorian and he's not, everyone loves him. He's the party when he comes in, everyone's happy, you know. Make sure I don't go and she'd be like, oh, this fucking gringo. Let me throw some of this fucking black magic fucking powder in here. Fuck this guy, right? So, because Mexican ladies are crazy. So, this Mexican lady, she's going through, like, pictures and shit, right? Pictures on her husband's phone. She sees a picture of him with a younger lady. She fucking grabs a kitchen knife and starts stabbing him. Starts stabbing him. And I hear a lot of you ladies are like, yeah, go! If a guy stabbed a lady, oh my god, put him in jail, put him in the death penalty! Ah, put him in the chair! But fucking the lady does it, yay! Fucking hypocrites. All women also, hypocrites. That's right, this whole fuck you's turned into you guys. Sorry. How about be fucking more fucking fair, normal, and down the middle? Stop being fucking hypocrites at every fucking turn. Fucking two-faced at every fucking turn. Ugh. I know it's not all ladies. I'm sorry. A lot of you, though, that represent your fucking womanhood and shit. Yeah, they, the crazy ones that everyone sees. Yeah, not doing any justice, man. So, this lady starts fucking stabbing her husband. Oh, how dare you in Spanish, you know, I don't know, no Mexican and shit, you know. Don't hit my kid's car. That'd have been great if I hit my kid's car. Oh my god. Oh my god. So she starts stabbing him. How dare you? Blah, blah, blah. So he, even though he's been stabbing, this is a real man, mind you. He's this real man, you know. His wife's stabbing him. He fucking overpowers her, takes the fucking knife. The neighbor calls 911, you know. So after the dust is settled and calmed down, you know, she's like, I saw the pictures of you and that young lady. And he's like, look at the pictures. Look at them.
Yeah, I saw them. I saw them. I can't believe it. Fuck you. I should kill you.
The pictures was of them two years ago. When they were younger. Now, apparently, we know who stayed in shape or at least still looks the same and who turned out to be the fat piece of shit slob in the fucking two. That's for damn sure. And she's looking at it, and she's looking at it, and it was her younger. It was he has a picture of when they were young, and he's like, look, I have a picture of us over the last 20, 25 years, whatever it was. What a sweetheart of a man. Fucking crazy bitch. Just like my wife, she would have came in that fucking, I bet you she would have came, oh my gosh, imagine she came into the fucking bathroom after hearing me say, I can't wait to get inside of you, to my shower. She would have came with a knife and started stabbing me. I can't believe, who are you talking to?
Exactly that. It's the bitches that will get you. It's this whole segment. I hope to spawn off, you know, when I be seeing this crazy shit. Yeah. Fuck you, number one, goes to that shit and all your crazy ladies. Let's tie 1 through 3. Nah, because out of context, too, though, that was some, you know, that's like that propaganda. See, everything kind of went into each other this time. I kind of like how it all flowed and connected with one with each other, you know, with one another. I almost said one or the other. God damn, I'm the worst. Let me just cut my losses. Hey, everyone, listen, fuck you, number one, goes to me not learning fucking English. I mean, listen, I'm tired, I'm stoned, but what else is fucking new? You can go over the last couple of years of this fucking show, and I can't talk for shit. I'm trying, though. I'm trying. I hope at least you got some fucking laughs. I thank you all so much. You want to help me? The only thing I ask is to spread the fucking show. That's all I ask. That's all I ask, spread the show. Because I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on fucking Insta fucks and face fucks and shit. I ain't in any of that. You want to get face fucked? You're a pretty female with no aft surgery? Yes. I might be able to help you. I don't know, though. I'm scared of my wife, actually. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe really forget about all that, you know. But thank you so much for listening. Share this. You know, listen, I'm busy. I'm trying to pour more into this, but it's just rough. You know, I got a lot of shit going on. So I do thank you so much for listening. I love you all. And until next time, ciao for now. I love you.